This is Vermont Edition. I'm Peter Hirschfeld in for Jane Lindholm. Anya Tino is one of the two candidates in the Republican primary for the U.S. House of Representatives seat that's currently held by Peter Welch. And today we're talking with her as part of our ongoing coverage of candidates in contested statewide and federal races ahead of the August 14th primary. You can find all of our interviews with the other candidates online at vpr.net. Just search for Campaign 2018. Anya, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Immigration policy is something that is at the forefront of news headlines just about every day right now.
Definitely.
What do you think of the way President Donald Trump has chosen to apply existing immigration statutes?
Well, I think it's important to note that the problem that is happening on the southern border is the fallout from the previous administration's policies. If we had indeed had stronger immigration laws originally, this problem would not be occurring at this time. That being said, the law was already enacted. He is using it to its fullest, but it is necessary for us to sort through who is in the country and find out what their purpose is and whether or not they qualify for amnesty, whether or not they need to be deported. And in any case like this, with children, DCF will remove children from a home for criminal activity and different things like that. So it's important to note that this is not something specific to the immigration problem, and it is something that will be sorted out. It just takes time.
Sorted out how, though?
Sorted out by sifting through, like I said, the application, seeing who's going to stay, who's going to go, where, and if these children even belong to these people. It is a concern that they are traffickers bringing these children in. That's why they have enacted DNA testing, just to be sure that the child is actually safe. America cares very deeply about children and people in general, and we are trying to do our best for these people.
Do you disagree with the family separation policy that was in place there for a period of time?
I think that that policy needs to be looked at and carefully checked for how it could be improved. I think that what we're seeing now is an improvement problem. We do need to improve upon it. However, that being said, in the case of like trafficking and so forth, it's important for us to have those children in a safe location while we look at it.
But are you opposed philosophically to separating children from their parents when the family is apprehended at
the border? In any case, you want to try and keep a family together. You do want to try to keep families together and to make that work. Some cases that's not possible, but you do want to strive for that.
Organizations in Vermont and elsewhere have been calling for tighter restrictions on gun control, as I'm sure you're well aware, since the Parkland shooting earlier this year in Florida. Would you support any changes to federal gun laws? And do you think we need to improve student safety at schools? Or do you not think that threat is as present as people are saying?
Well, no, I think that it is a major threat in school safety. However, that being said, it is not necessarily a gun control problem. You have to look at the mental health aspect of school shootings. You have to look at what is prompting them, why this is continuing to happen over a course of time. It seems to be following a pattern. Everybody tries to get more attention on social media or the news. They go from state to state. You need to carefully look at this issue and see why it is that these children have suddenly decided that this is the way. Bullying might be a factor. Definitely, I would look at social media and see what is prompting this. And it is important to note that having guns restricted has not stopped some of these students from this. It is important also to note that if it wasn't a gun, if they were really intent on causing harm to their school, they would find another way. There are other weapons out there besides guns, and I don't believe that gun control is the answer to this problem.
The one person who may be foremost in people's minds during this election is a person whose name isn't actually on the ballot, and that's President Donald Trump, of course. What's your opinion of the job he's done as president?
I think that President Trump has fulfilled his promises to the people. He stated everything that he was going to try and accomplish, and he is f- fulfilling that promise by continuing on the path that he told people he would be on. I believe that the country would be better off with less fighting in the political parties and allowing him to try and achieve these goals without as much opposition would ultimately benefit the country. Everything that he talks about, stronger economy, better jobs, protecting veterans, all of those things are good things for America. And I feel that the partisanship has caused people to fight him unnecessarily on some issues.
So you think he's doing a good job?
I do.
Peter Welch has said that he supports a healthcare overhaul in this country where everybody is covered, everybody contributes to the system based on their ability to pay, and coverage is not necessarily tied to employment. Do you support a publicly funded universal healthcare system at the federal level? Do you think that's a direction we ought to be moving in?
I think that it's important to note that any time that you have publicly funded anything, the taxpayers are paying for it. So at some point in the process, we are paying for healthcare. We're just removing the independent businesses from the equation and it all goes through the government. That being said, you have to also look at countries that have enacted this type of legislation and see how it has affected them. Taxes are going to have to make up for that at some point. And in many cases, there are lots of people in America that are struggle to pay for healthcare. I mean, that's a fact. Healthcare is a very broken system. But we also have to look at the fact that in 2011, Vermont enacted single-payer coverage. And by 2014, they pulled it because they did not have the financial means to sustain it. So with that being said, you have to think about why that didn't work. And the fact of it is that people were still paying for it. And if you didn't pay your tax level of it, it breaks down. It's a very difficult situation, and I think that ultimately it's tied to the economy, and everybody needs to work towards having a competitive healthcare market that brings rates lower.
Do you favor raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour?
That is also a difficult issue for the state of Vermont because we have a lot of small businesses.
Difficult and for Vermont, but if it were to be at the federal level, right?
At the federal level, you have to understand the federal level would cover states that are more economically depressed than Vermont in many ways. And many small businesses cannot afford to do that. I understand the need for higher wage. The cost of living and the cost of wage is way out of balance. We do not have that equalized. It also comes down to an economic issue. Small businesses cannot afford to pay $15 an hour to their employees on many, many occasions, and that would cause them ultimately probably to go out of business, causing a lack in jobs. So at the end of the day, I think that it's very important to boost our economy through jobs and through having a vibrant workforce. I don't think that it's possible for businesses to achieve a $15 minimum at this point in time.
Do you have any concerns about some of the president's trade policies and how they're beginning to roll through the economic landscape?
Anytime that you're having a shift like we are having now, and I don't think that anybody can really argue that we were having unfair trade practices with these other countries that were taking advantage of us in many ways. Anytime that you have a shift like that, things will be uncomfortable as we change. Change is always difficult for people to achieve. However, that being said, it is important to note that the economy is getting better and the trade war, if you will subside. At the end of the day, everybody wants to trade with the other country and make sure that they are getting the products that they need or want, and it will balance out. I think that economically speaking, it will be difficult for a little while, but it will get better.
Outside of all the issues we've talked about already, what do you think is the single most important issue facing Vermonters and one maybe that is not getting enough attention?
I think there are many issues facing Vermonters, but the one that I will focus on at this point is the economy. The state of Vermont has a difficult economy due to our weather, due to the lack of employment opportunities to keep the youth in the state. And I think that it's very important for us to work towards maintaining and attracting businesses into the state to provide jobs. Hire American, buy American is one of the tenets of my campaign. And it's very important that we work towards that.
And very quickly, one specific policy lever you think the country can push to make that happen?
definitely tariffs is working in that direction. If you're going to spend more for a product made in another country and less for one made in America, you will buy the one made in America and ultimately strengthen the American economy.
Anya Tino, thank you so much for joining us today. We really are grateful that you came here to talk to us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.